I'm not talking. My name's Ron. I want to welcome the newcomers and let you know the only thing I've done right since February the 3rd of 1995 is not take a drink. I've done everything wrong, but that's the only thing I've done right. You name it, I've done it. And I don't know. I enjoy coming up here, not to drive, but there's some people that I care about, and that, you know, I've developed some friendships over the years, and it's like I look forward to seeing them. And but if you're new to Alcoholics Anonymous, I just hope you found what I found here. And and what I found is found a little peace of mind, right? And and I actually just found that just recently. You know, I have no reason to be an alcoholic. I come from a great family. My dad was my hero growing up. I wanted to be like my dad. And I grew up in Indiana, and my dad's dream was to move to California. And so at 12 years old, the family moved to Huntington Beach, and the neighbor across the street was having one of them high school parties, and you know, where he pays $2 to get in, and you get a red cup and get all the keg beer you could drink. And so I got $2. I went in there and got all the keg beer I could drink, and ended up in this room where the cool people were, you know, doing the hard alcohol and doing what they called outside issues now. But when I got sober, we called them drugs, and that's what was going on in that room. And I found something. It just kind of, you know, I didn't know I had all these pressing problems at 12 or 13 years old, but something happened to me in that room. It just kind of shut the head off, filled the hole inside that gut, and I didn't feel less than anymore. I didn't feel equal. I felt better then, and that was going to be something I want to do the rest of my life. And it's just it was something magical happened in that room. And you know, it's really hard to do that every day when you're 12, 13 years old. But I tried. You know, I'm a pathetic loser. I've been to 13 different high schools. I've been kicked out of every single high school I've been to. I got kicked out of continuation school. I got kicked out of like a little homeschool. You know, I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. And after 2 years of high school, having 4 years left to go, I gave up on it. It just wasn't in the cards, you know. And so I got me a job at this gas station. And the gas station was open 24 hours, but not when I worked. About 9:30, 10 o'clock, I shut the lights off. A friend of mine worked at some restaurant which sold all kinds of alcohol. And we go back in the back of the gas station and drink and steal the money out of the cash register and experiment with all the chemicals in the gas station. And and one day I found the wonderful world of Freon, and I would do that every day. And, you know, I never asked if it had any long-term effects, right? I never really cared about it until about a year ago, actually. I was diagnosed with some rare cancer, right, that mutates your DNA, and I would often want to ask my oncologist if Freon had anything to do with it, and but my oncologist thought I was an idiot anyway, so I just never brought it up. And but I wanted to every time, and I don't know, I just never did, because I got so bad with my oncologist. I don't want to go on a tangent, but we'd go there. My wife would go there with me every appointment, and it got so bad with my oncologist. Like, I don't even know who I'm talking to. I started talking to my wife, and so it's just stuff. Anyways, I never brought it up, but maybe I will one day when I have the courage. But anyways, that's what I did every day. And I would still do it to this day if I could. But what happens is I'm going to pay those consequences, whatever they are, whatever the consequences are. And my parents weren't, they didn't like the lifestyle I was living, so they moved back to Indiana, and I got arrested. I'm 18 years old. I got arrested for a DUI, and I spent a couple days in jail. And they sent me to this alcohol rehab again. And anyways, I just wasn't for me. And so me and a friend stole his mom's car, and we're going to move up to Humboldt County and become farmers. And, you know, I got arrested a few hours away for stealing gas. And I was on that way out of a jail cell, and I got a call from my dad. I wouldn't tell him who I was. And my dad asked me what I was going to do. This is in 1987. And my dad asked me what I was going to do. He's like, I don't know. And he said, well, good luck, son. And that's going to be the last time I talked to my dad for a long time. And what happened is I ended up in Huntington Beach, completely out of answers. I had two phone numbers with me. And one guy was a guy named Pat. And Pat's mom offered me to stay with her. And Pat's incarcerated at that time, and he's incarcerated to this day, never going to get out, you know. And me and Pat are still in contact. But anyways, his mom let me stay there. provided I go look for a job every day. And this lady would leave me $10 a day every morning to go look for a job. And I get that $10, it would be on the counter, and I get that $10, and it's like, boy, if I'm getting $10 a day, I don't need a job. I'm set. I'm just, I'm good. And I walk down to the thrifty drugstore, pick me a case of beer and a can of Freon, and hang out with the drainage ditch all day long. And then what happens is, I'm not a bad guy. I just wear people out. I just wear people out. And so this lady got tired of me, and this was July the 13th, 1987, and not that I've been sober since that day, but this lady was kicking me out. It was on a Monday afternoon, and she was kicking me out. And I didn't know what to do, and I had another phone number with me, and it was a guy named Wayne. And Wayne was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. He gave me his card as I was passing through Alcoholics Anonymous one day. And he gave me his card, and for some reason I held onto that card. Don't know why. Maybe it was like a cool logo or something on his business card. I don't know. But I held on to it. I called him that Monday afternoon about 4:15, and I told him my situation. And he goes, all right, well, I'll come by and pick you up. And he came by and picked me up about 4:30 on a July 13th, Monday afternoon. And I had everything I owned was in a little black bag, you know. And this guy drove 30 miles from South Orange County to this place in Bellflower. And he dropped me out of the front door there at 5 o'clock. And he said, if you can't find the answer here, you can't find it anywhere. Turned around and drove off. Now, I've not seen Wayne since that day, but I hope I come across him because... Wayne didn't have an ego that day where he thought he had all the answers for everybody. He knew he didn't have the answers for me, and he just knew a place that maybe. And at that particular time, the meeting started at 8 or 8:30. I don't know, but I'm going to say 8:30 because it sounds more willing. And so I'm standing at the door 5 o'clock, and I didn't know what to do. It's like I was at the crossroads. It's like... do I go to that meeting or just go do what I was doing? And anyways, I walked in that meeting, and there was a guy, Chris, there, and, you know, 3 hours before the meeting. And I could tell you this. If you show up to that meeting this Monday, someone will be there 3 hours before the meeting. I will be there just because for the simple fact Chris was there for me. And so I try and be there early for the meeting. And Chris represented you guys well that day. Chris was dressed nice. Much like Dylan here, you know, he had a, I'm sorry, you're Dylan, and, I knew that, yeah, right, yeah, all right, Dustin, all right, and, even says so right here, Dustin, and, anyways, he was dressed nice, he was clean cut, and, he just, welcomed me, Alcoholics Anonymous, he stuck out his hand, and he welcomed me, and it was that, identification that I had for the very first time, and I just built that bridge between me and him where it was like he made an attraction and a place where I want to come back the next day. And you know, my sponsor tells me to this day, if there's anything worse than bad fortune for an alcoholic, it's good fortune. Mm-hmm. And that's my story, you know. And luckily I have not had any good fortune of late, but what happened is I followed Chris around for the better part of 5.5 years, and my life got good. In AA, my cure for my alcoholism after 5.5 years of sobriety seemed like normal living. And so I stopped going to meetings. I went from 7 meetings a week to 0 meetings a week. And I know you've all heard it before, but what happens is eventually I got drunk. And I stayed drunk for 2.5 years, living screaming hell, the worst 2.5 years of my life. I came back... February the 3rd in 1995, just beat me to a state of reasonableness, where whatever you say, I'll do. And I got me a sponsor. I bet my life that guy was right. And I told that guy some things I was never going to tell anybody. And as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous, my life has gotten better. It's gotten different. And there's been some bad days, you know, some horrible days. But the neat thing about those horrible days is people in Alcoholics Anonymous has been there. You know, and no matter what, the people of Alcoholics Anonymous have been there by my side, by my wife's side, no matter what the situation is, no matter how much damage I personally have caused, the people in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, my sponsor especially, has just been there for me the whole time. He's just been the guy that, you know, I confide in. And what happens is, you know, I start, you know, drifting away, and it's like a questioning God, you know, it's like a, what kind of God, especially this past year, has just been, you know, I was just questioning God. It's like, what kind of, you know, I thought I was being punished, you know, it's like, am I being punished? And you know, I had to learn about God. I had to, I believed in him. It's like, do I have trust? Do I have faith? And, you know, and I'm here to tell you today, I found that here about a year ago. I found some kind of new, new connection with my higher power. And, you know, when I think I don't have a higher power, my sponsor tells me all I have to do is look back and see where I came from. And he also tells me if, wherever you find God, go back to that place. And that's what I've been doing, I'm revisiting that place. But if you're new to Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm going to welcome you. I hope you can come back. Thank you.